Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The state of Texas is proposing to adopt a curriculum for Texas public schools that includes Christian-based religious references in K through 5 education reading material. The proposal was unveiled by the Texas Education Agency in May, and the plan includes a financial incentive of at least $40 per student for school districts that accept this proposed curriculum. In this curriculum, there are Christian references and readings that are tucked into lessons for each grade level. The references range from biblical stories like King David and King Solomon for kindergartners and learning about the Last Supper and Bible verses in the fifth grade. And a close examination of this proposed curriculum shows that it is flawed and that there needs to be at least some revision, and some are wondering why it's happening at all. We're joined by David R. Brockman, a PhD. He is a theologian, and he has written a report critical of the proposal called Turning Texas Public Schools into Sunday Schools, a Review of the State's Proposed K through 5 Reading Curriculum. And David Brockman, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me, David.
You took a look. Tell me about this deep dive you took into this proposal. What did you find?
Yeah, well, I have in my work for the Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy, where I'm a non-resident scholar in religion and public policy, and I really have two main research focuses. One is on Christian nationalism, which we could talk about, and another is the effect. More specific area is the effect of Christian nationalism on teaching in the public schools. And because of that longstanding interest, which goes back about a decade, the Texas Freedom Network Education Fund asked me to do, as you mentioned, a deep dive into this proposed K through 5 reading and language arts curriculum this past summer. And I spent basically mid-June to mid-July pouring over the curriculum, all parts of it, including those that had no religious reference. And I was looking, because I'm a religious studies scholar as well as a theologian, I was looking to see whether the coverage of religion in general was in this proposed curriculum was balanced, accurate, and non-confessional. That is neutral. It doesn't promote one religion over others. And unfortunately, I found I was dismayed to find that this turns out to be a real missed opportunity for Texas, because the idea of an open education resource like this available to all the school districts for K through five is a really good opportunity, and it's a good opportunity to give Texas public school students who are growing up in a far more religiously diverse society than America or Texas have ever been, to give them the balanced and accurate information about the religions that they're likely to run into, and to help them flourish in society. But unfortunately, this curriculum dramatically overemphasizes Christianity and the Bible, gives very little, if any, focus on any other religions, and often introduces basically Bible study, lengthy examinations of passages from the Hebrew Bible or the New Testament in ways that are unwarranted. They don't seem organic pedagogically. They don't seem to fit the lessons. And so I really sadly I don't think this is a these problems are so pervasive in this curriculum all the way from kindergarten through fifth grade, that I really don't think it can be tweaked to be fixed and ready for prime time. It's going to need to be overhauled in order to be ready for Texas public school students.
Our phone lines are open. If you got a question, a comment about this curriculum that will be voted on by the State Board of Education, and they are going to be holding public hearings this month over this proposed curriculum. I think they'll be voting on this in November. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And let's go to Juan on the phones. And Juan, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the gentleman, what are the churches supposed to be doing as far as teaching religions to the people? And also, what are the parents that believe in religion or teaching their own kids about religion?
All right, Juan, thank you for that great call. We appreciate your input there. So, David Brockman.
Yeah, well, thanks, Juan, for that question. I'm a big proponent of and longstanding proponent of teaching about religion in public schools, because religion is I know this is a religious studies scholar and someone who teaches religious studies classes at university level, religion is a vital part of human life and a vital part of the human story. I think it's necessary to teach, to introduce Texas public school students all the way from kindergarten all the way up to the various religious communities that they're likely to run into, religious traditions that they're likely to run into in life in an increasingly diverse Texas and increasingly diverse United States and world. But that teaching has to be done in a public school context, which is inherently diverse, which is not just Christian, but is composed of Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and Sikhs and non-religious students and parents and so on, and teachers. That teaching of religion has to be done in an age-appropriate way, and also in a way that's religiously balanced, so no one religion is emphasized over others, and non-confessionally, that is, in a way that the students are not expected to, are not asked to believe any particular religion, and that then can help preserve the religious freedom of the students.
Well, we have heard from state lawmakers who are in favor of this proposal saying that, hey, what's the harm? We need to teach kids about the world's religions. You can't be an educated person and not have an awareness of the contents of the Bible. This is something that any well-educated adult, they need to have that. And mm-hmm. So they say, let's do it. Well, what's wrong with that?
Good. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, as you just described it. The problem is the way it's implemented in this particular proposed curriculum. So what we have here is not a, is what I hoped I would see is a curriculum that does tell basically the religious story of humanity in an age-appropriate way. But instead, it vastly overemphasizes Christianity over other religions. Judaism is covered, but only in its biblical phases. And so there have been, I've already heard today here in Austin at the hearings, I've heard criticism from Jewish Texans who say basically the curriculum doesn't reflect what it is to be a Jew in today's society. Also Sikhs, Hindus, Buddhists, those religions are not covered at all. And Muslims Islam is not covered. It's covered a little bit in a couple of instances, but that's it. Instead, there's a whole scad of information about Christianity, about the biblical creation flood stories, the wisdom of King Solomon, Daniel in the lion's den, life and miracles of Jesus, the Good Samaritan, the Last Supper, the Apostle Paul, and so on.
But you write that these Christian teachings are presented as fact.
In some cases, they are. Yeah, in some cases, the curriculum is fairly subtle, in the sense that it will often say the Bible says that. Okay, so that's helpful, but in many cases, it's not careful enough. So they'll say something like, let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew to see what happened at the Last Supper. And that suggests, just on the face of it, it suggests that's historical fact. And that's certainly the impression that's given by the curriculum. There's not enough couching of the biblical material to let students know that these are basically expressions of faith. They're part of a faith tradition. They're not necessarily history. And the miracles of Jesus, for example, Christians themselves, ourselves, because I'm also a Christian, Christians ourselves disagree over the historicity of some of the miracle stories. And in many cases, they're presented as if they are historical fact. But there's an overall problem. The overall problem is because of the overemphasis on Christianity in this curriculum, students are likely to come away with the idea that Christianity is really the only religion that's important, the only religion that's worth considering, overwhelming prominence of Christianity.
Because it's being taught in a public school by the teacher, it has this. It's being wrapped around with this Texas identity. We're going to take a break. Our phone lines are open, 833-877-8255. Ray, I see you. I'll get you on the air when we come back from this break, The Source on Texas Public Radio.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me is David Brockman, PhD. He's an author, Christian theologian, non-resident scholar in the Religion and Public Policy Program at Rice University's Baker Institute, and he teaches at Texas Christian University. He recently authored a report critical of the plan in Texas to have the Texas Board of Education to adopt a proposed curriculum for Texas public schools that includes Christian-based religious references in K-5 education. I do want to get to talking about Christian nationalism, but let's take a call from Ray. And Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Good day, everyone. Oh, no, I just have a comment, and it is this. You know, just keep religion out of schools. This should be taught by a family. Your guest there is just proving that point. Everybody has their opinion. That's why I think it needs to be left to the family. Hope everyone has a good day.
Ray, thank you for the call. David Brockman, do you think this undermines a family's right to be able to impart their religious beliefs to their children?
Yes, I do. And I think Ray makes a good point. I disagree with him that religion should be kept completely out of the public schools. I think there is a place for teaching about religion, not teaching religion, but teaching about religion in the way that we teach about politics or we teach about government and so on, without actually promoting any particular ideology, or at least that's what we're supposed to do.
If you do that right, then do students come away with the fact, realizing that these religions, world religions, share a lot?
Oh yeah, they do, and I think that's part of the that's one of the, well, that was important in my own training in world religions. I came to it fairly late when I was in seminary, honestly, at Bright Divinity School, and I was exposed to religions that I knew about, but I didn't know in detail, and that was a life-changing moment to realize just how much the various religions share with one another. And of course, there are there are important differences, but that's something students should learn. I do think, though, that this, back to your original question, this curriculum does raise problems for parents in particular who are parents who are, let's say, from non-Christian, who are not Christians themselves or are not religious themselves, because they're likely to have, their children come home from, let's say, kindergarten and say, hey, we learned today about how God created the world in 7 days. And that may not be what a Buddhist parent wants their children learning. And then they have to explain, and so on. And I think it's a particularly bad, difficult problem here, because teachers, especially in the early grades, kindergarten through grade 3, 4, whatever, the teachers are authority figures, and the students are very impressionable. And if the teachers present, a particular, let's say, Bible story, for example, as extremely important or worse, true, then that's likely to sway students in those impressionable kids in ways that may be very disconcerting for their parents.
Or they say, I just learned today that the earth is 6,000 years old and evolution is bunk.
Well, fortunately, I didn't find that in the curriculum.
But we'll get there. Let's go to Jennifer. Yeah. Let's go to Jennifer. And Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is so deeply offensive on so many levels. I mean, as an American, this country was founded on religious freedom, as a taxpayer, and I happen to be a Christian. But, I mean, can you imagine for a moment a Muslim-based curriculum being forced down the throats mm-hmm. of Christian tax-paying parents, and how offensive that is as a taxpayer, offensive as an American? And just like he was just now saying, like you said, the TEA people said, it's good, it's important for a well-rounded adult to have an education about, I would say, the world's religions. But that's something to be encountered, perhaps in college, maybe even, an elective in high school. But to confuse these children whose parents may have differing beliefs, or to conflate, science and evolution with creationism, which, can be done argumentatively and philosophically, on some level, but that's, I would consider that child abuse, to confuse these poor children that are going to come home and their parents have different belief systems and have to encounter that. K-5, that is too young to be forcing an ideology. This is not, I find it so offensive. And who the hell took over the TEA? How did this happen?
Well, they're voted in. They're elected officials, Jennifer. So a thing that Jennifer said, thank you so much, Jennifer, for your call. I appreciate your passion. I appreciate, I'm glad you called in. But David Brockman, she said, the country was founded on, are they trying to tell children that actually the country was founded on Christian principles?
Yes, that comes through in this curriculum. It's a subtle message, but it's definitely, if you read the curriculum through from K all the way through 5, you do come away with that that message that really this is a Christian nation.
Yeah, so let's talk about Christian nationalism.
Christianity is intrinsic to the founding in some particular way that, say, overwhelms other influences like the Enlightenment influences and economic interests and so on. I'd like to address a couple of things that Jennifer said, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One is that church-state separation is something that is often forgotten. Church-state separation was designed by the founders, intended by the founders, not only to protect the state, but also to protect religion. It's arguably one of the reasons that religion has remained so vital in American society, whereas it has declined in many other industrialized countries, because there's no state monopoly religion that different denominations or religions have to compete against. They are competing with each other or one another. So that's there to also to protect religion. And as a Christian, I think it's also, I'm glad that Jennifer alluded to the Golden Rule, the teaching of Jesus, as well as many other philosophers and religious teachers, but treat other people the way you want to be treated is an important point here. Would say evangelical Christian or Catholic parents want their students exposed in detail to passages from the Quran and treated as, you know, information that presents Islam as if it is the one true religion, or it is essential to American society? I think that would not wash with many Christians. And the same then should be true for people who are not Christians as well. They deserve that same kind of equal treatment here.
All right, let me go Eduardo and get him on the air. Eduardo, you're on the air. We're short on time, but go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I completely agree with the professor that students need to be exposed to different ideas, different religions, and since religions are human experiences, I think the benefit of it, the problem would be to train the teachers to address those experiences or those religious studies in a way that could facilitate the understanding of students. And so that's another thing that needs to be contemplated, the training of the teachers, because all religions, especially, you know, different religions have different ideas, and it's difficult for a person to have all those criteria to expose his children to.
Right, Eduardo, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And the teachers are not theologians. And so they could be stumped by some of these questions that kids would have. But I do want to get to the issue of Christian nationalism, because we talked about that and we teased that. So is this backsliding into Christian nationalism? If we adopt a curriculum like this, we're making, you know, if you're not a Christian in Texas, then somehow you're lesser than.
Well, that's certainly the impression that I came away with from studying this this curriculum. Again, this is very subtle. It's not the curriculum doesn't at no point comes out and says America is a Christian nation. You know, the laws and policies are founded on the Bible. No, that's not in the curriculum anywhere. The authors are much more careful than that. So I don't want to give that misimpression, but the overall impression that I and many others have gotten from poring over this curriculum is that it does promote the idea that America is essentially Christian, and that Christianity is really the only important religion in American history. And I'd say there are some folks who are defending this curriculum who say Christianity is the only religion that was really important in the, you know, let's say in the founding, or it has had much more influence on American literature and culture and so forth in the past than any other religion. That's true. But are we looking backward or are we looking forward? And I think we ought to be looking forward to the Texas and the United States that our public school kids are going to be living in. And that is a much more religiously diverse society. We need to prepare them for that.
All right. David Brockman, he is an author, Christian theologian, non-resident scholar in the Religion and Public Policy program at Rice University's Baker Institute, teaches at Texas Christian University. We have a link to his report, taking a critical look at this proposal to teach Bible studies in Texas public schools. You can find it online at tpr.org. David Brockman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, David. Pleasure talking with you.
You too. And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted and produced by David Martin Davies. Kayla Padilla is our booking and engagement producer. Engineering support from Ruben Garcia, Jesse Reeves, and Steve Short. Dan Katz is TPR's Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.